Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Barbara Weltman has been joining me now for 23 years to try to restore some order. She works hard, but alas. Hey, Barbara, thanks again for being here. Big ideas for smallbusiness.com. Check out that website. Sign up for her daily blast. You send it out every day, don't
my
you,
Barbara? Idea of the day.
Idea of the day. It's awesome. And her books are there too, folks, and a lot of other resources. Hey, Barbara, what are some of the things you know, you gave us a report on actual changes to our reporting laws, reporting requirements. We talked about some policy proposals in the last segment. Now there's some rules that are coming out that these are real too. I want you to tell us about.
Well, one of the favorable changes that was made to help the restaurant industry was increasing the business deduction for business meals from the 50% cap to 100% for 2021 and 2022. But this higher limit only applies to meals furnished at restaurants. Huh. And the question was, the law never said, well, what's a restaurant?
Right.
Well, now the IRS says what a restaurant is. So a restaurant means that you want to prepare food and beverages for at that place, but it won't include
catering? It won't include
businesses that sell prepackaged food or beverages that's not available for immediate consumption. So grocery stores, specialty stores, beer, wine, and liquor stores, drugs at convenience stores, newsstands, vending machines, those aren't meals. So basically, they're taking a pretty, I think, liberal definition, meaning that it's food and beverages to retail customers for immediate consumption.
But it doesn't have to be consumed
on the premises.
In the restaurant premises, though, right? It can be catered, delivered?
No, the IRS says regardless of whether it's consumed on the business premises. So I guess takeout could be okay. I mean, I think it's remember, the idea is to help the restaurant.
Right.
And that's
which many
point.
Of them, as you know, have converted to takeout.
Right. So I think that's what I'm saying. The IRS came out, and it's pretty good. I think we have to remember that you know, things have changed. You know, nobody's going out for the three martini lunch anymore. Who has time to do that?
Right.
And you know, we're not doing that. And now people aren't even eating out that much in business context. They're working from home, and they're not even getting together. So this is, you know, it is kind of a limited thing. But I think it's good. It's good that we have to recognize this. The other thing is that we.
Let me tell you one other reason why it's good. It'll encourage more face-to-face with customers. I think we need to get back to more of that.
I think so. We should be getting back to that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Next.
Well, just that the 50% limit still applies to a lot of things that businesses pay for, like the snacks in the break room or the occasional supper money when people are working overtime. Those things are still subject to the 50% limit.
Wow.
So you kind of have to watch. And you know what? That 50% limit, that's going away after 2025.
It'll be nothing.
Change. No deduction for those, they call them perks, but they're really not perks.
No,
they're just kind
perks.
Of doing business.
It's part of,
you know,
yes, it's a business expense. It's like payroll.
It's,
what's the difference in feeding somebody to work overtime And when you're paying them for being there, you also should feed them, and that's a business expense, isn't it?
Well, that is, but they've been cutting back on what you can take as business expense. If you help pay an employee to move, to relocate, you can't deduct it. Unless it's compensation and you're deducting it that way. Or transportation costs, you help them commute, you can't deduct it.
Wow. Hey, Barb, good job today. Thanks for the awesome report. Thanks for 23 great years. Come back soon.
You bet.
The awesome Barbara Welkman, ladies and gentlemen. Please check her out at BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com. You'll be glad you did, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.